Hi, my name is Tom Gosey. I live at 245 East Main Street in Searsport. I live on Long Cove. I live on the east side of Long Cove, opposite the project that's on the west side, the DCP Mega Tank. You have a property map or tax map of my property location. My wife and I are abutters to this project. We live within what everyone seems to consider the blast zone. We have 7.7 acres and 1,200 feet of waterfront on Long Cove on the east side, as I said. We bought our property in 2002 for $249,000. I spent a year and a half rebuilding the house. Bruce saw a lot of it. Basically everything from the top of the foundation, bottom of the second floor was rotted and was replaced. It's a 162-year-old house. It's on the water. It suffered. We rebuilt it to last hopefully as long, if not longer. We did it as a TV program to show that you could take an old house and make it energy efficient. I think we've done that. 2 years ago, our financial situation was tough. We started a new business here in town, and my wife had some health issues, so we made a difficult decision to sell our house. After making that decision, within a day or two, I saw Bruce at the post office, and he said, there's this thing called DCP and 20 million gallons of something, and it's, I'm going to have the best view in town. That was a bit of a stunning revelation, especially given the fact we were thinking about selling our home, thinking, gee, we should have done it a month ago. So we stalled our plans just to see what would happen. As you know, I've been at most of the planning board meetings where there was any issue related to this. Bruce suggested that we get appraisals of our property to indicate if there's going to be any property value loss. It's something that you folks need to know if we're going to have an impact. So I called an appraiser. I hunted around. I talked to my realtor, and I found an appraiser, and he came up, spent an hour and a half with me, and my wife and I, and basically said he couldn't do anything because there were no comparables to this situation. He didn't charge me. I was impressed with that. He did verbally say that he thought my property would be unmerchantable. I had to push him to get that out of him, but he did say it. He said it verbally. I've subsequently asked him to do it in writing, and he did not. Appraisers are a conservative group of people. They're not going to make statements that could be held against them. I had a local realtor, because we had the option of either having an appraiser or a realtor make a judgment as to what our property value loss would be. I did find a realtor who suggested that our property value loss would be in the range of 50%. That's her guess and her estimation. It's in our paperwork. You'll see it in the back in the attachments. I gave that to the planning board, and about a week later I was told it was not adequate, that we should have an appraisal. Well, it's a little bit of a catch-22. You've seen from Mr. Hall's expert last night, there is an impact. I don't think any right-thinking person could think there wouldn't be an impact. Ms. Fannin also stated that. Given the fact that you're going to be near a property like this, you obviously want to have some mitigation. I remember a year ago, there was a development you guys looked at on Black Road. Some of the abutters said, we don't want to look at these houses, we want a buffer. It's a 50-foot tree buffer that you made sure the developer was going to put in. Makes sense. That's what zoning is all about. So, you know, here I am now wanting to sell my property. And I'm sort of in a toxic situation. We've had the property on the market before, had no lookers. We relisted again in, I think, September. I asked our realtor, well, how many internet hits are we seeing? Because everybody shops on the internet. We had 500 hits in the month of September, no lookers. We did have a showing recently, it's about 4 weeks ago. Folks from out of state were looking for waterfront property in the state of Maine. They looked at our house, they loved the house, they loved the location. They found out about the tank, said no way. They went and put a house under contract the next day in a different town. I know I'm not the only one who's had this experience. My neighbor across the street, who has the 190-acre parcel, has had the same experience. So this is a big concern. I've talked to my neighbor, Jean Russell, who's across the cove from me, closer to the project. She doesn't want to get up here and speak, but she asked me to mentioned that she also has similar concerns. It has an impact, obviously. So, you know, we lost solid buyers, and I'm not the only one. I had another appraisal done in November, and the appraiser came in and looked everything over. I didn't make a hard sell about the project. I certainly told her about the project. I said this could happen. And I didn't solicit her comments, but they're in my package. Her comment that she put in, I was surprised to see it, was that there'd be a severe property value impact on my property if the project goes in. So, you know, here we are with a situation that seems kind of evident. We keep seeing this coming again and again. I know other people are going to comment on it. And what are we supposed to do? Steve Wallace from TRC said that he thought a chain link fence was a buffer. When the comprehensive plan was passed, we met at the town hall. I talked to Bruce about this, and I said, what's the situation in terms of the buffer that I have between the residential zone I'm in and the industrial zone? And there's a 50-foot buffer there. The trees are maybe 50 feet tall. And Bruce had told me, you know, tanks can't be over 60 feet tall. That was comforting. I voted for the comprehensive plan. I took off and went, came in and voted for it. At some point, a lawyer shows up and works with you guys to change it. We tried to have some commentary on that, and I have to admit that we're probably not as understanding as you are about what's going on there. But what's happened now is we've got this situation, and we don't know what to do about it. It's impacted our it has the potential to impact our safety. Certainly has an impact on our property value. My wife and I have had 2 years of being in limbo, not being able to sell our property. That's already had a financial impact on me. I would have loved, I needed to sell my property 2 years ago. We haven't done that. And it seems, it's kind of an amazing situation to be in. And I'm not the only one, but it's something that I hope, I have imminent faith in the fact that you are looking at this to protect us in this town for property value. It isn't just the butters. I mean, there's going to be an impact. We know that. My concern, of course, is there's other people in town that are going to have an impact. Just in wrapping it up, at the March meeting before the town meeting, DCP came up here and they explained a lot of questions folks had, answered a lot of questions. And somebody asked the question, would you live next door to this tank? And all the DCP executives raised their hands. They said, sure. Well, I've got a deal for you. Waterfront property. Thank you.
Tom is a good speaker. I see the humor. They're just going to really keep a lid on it tonight. So.